This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer, remembering Katrina and its flood 10 years after. Soul Queen Irma Thomas was another cultural citizen who stepped forward to give all hope that we could return to New Orleans one day. I spoke to her in September 2005, before the Big Apple for the Big Easy concert. She was then living with her large extended family in Gonzales, upriver between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
It's kind of like a fog, you know, how you walk in a fog and you're not sure exactly what direction you're in. Right now I'm trying to make some living situations more stable in Gonzales. But as soon as I'm able to rebuild, I'm going to be back in New Orleans. That's home to me.
Have you heard about the condition of your home?
My husband went down to check and see what he could see, and he came back with this look on his face that words were not even, he didn't have to say anything. I could see from the expression on his face that it wasn't anything good. He told me that the water had gotten all the way up to the top of the walls, and a lot of the memorabilia and albums and stuff that I had. He says, you can't tell what's what in the house. You can stand in the bedroom and look in the den without even trying. The walls have literally disintegrated.
What about the club? You've always had that club as a place to go and entertain people. What's with the club?
The Lion's Den, it doesn't even look like a den anymore. The bar was overturned. He couldn't find the cash register. I mean, we're laughing now, but I mean, it's nothing. It's just, it's gone. So it looks like storms have been a part of my life because Camille made me move to California and Katrina has me moving to Gonzales, but Gonzales is a little closer than California.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it and how long it's gonna last.
Besides your home and the club, is there one thing or place or experience in New Orleans you just would feel so good if you could just go back and do it?
Yeah, going to Two Sisters and getting me a bowl of mustard greens and cornbread and sweet potatoes. I do that almost every week because I love my mustard greens and cornbread, and she always have them at least 3 days a week.
I'll send your order in.
Do that.
Now, one of your most famous songs is a song about the weather. It's Raining. How do you listen to It's Raining, a song you've sung so many times over the years? How does it sound to you when you hear it now?
Oh, it has a lot more meaning now. But, you know, It's Raining was a love song, and it's still going to be a love song as far as I'm concerned.
Well, maybe now it's a love song for New Orleans itself.
It is. It's definitely a love song for New Orleans.
It's raining so hard. Look like it's going to rain all. I'd love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard, it's really coming down.
I mean, I have a moment that I can remember at the Jazz Fest when I walked on stage, and just as I got on stage, the sky opened up and it started raining and nobody moved. I made It's Raining my opening song, which I normally don't do, and that was a special, special moment.
Just go crazy tonight.
You've recently dug into a classic from Bessie Smith. Tell me a little bit about the Bessie Smith song you've got.
It's the Backwater Blues song. It is so poignant. There's a line in there that said it thundered and lightning and the winds began to blow. And the next line it says, and there's thousands of people that has no place to go. And I'm one of them. But yes, I do have a place to go. I can go back to New Orleans when it's rebuilt.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night,
make a poor woman wonder where she's gonna go. They rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Say they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all my clothes, throwed them in, and they rowed me along. Well, it thundered and lightning, and the winds began to blow. Said it thundered and lightning, and the winds began to blow. There was thousands of people, they had no place to go.
Lights are down and the stage is bare, and no more magic's in the air. There's not a friend in sight to care. Your tears no one will share. I'll be your comfort through your shelter in the rain. When you're sad as bad and your bed is worst, and there's no who to turn to first. When you've done everything you can, no one's there to take your hand. I'll be your comfort through your pain. I'll be your shelter in the rain. You look around and haven't seen me anywhere, but when you were down, thing you can ask of me, I won't do. Just you put your trust in me. My love will see you through. When the final candles flickered out, why me is all you can think about. When all your joy has disappeared. Your future isn't clear. I'll be your comfort through your pain. I'll be your shelter in the rain. When all the odds say there's no chance,
Irma Thomas with Stevie Wonder's song Shelter in the Rain from the 2006 CD After the Rain, which won a Grammy and marked new national visibility for her as a cultural spokesperson for New Orleans recovery. Before that, Irma updating Backwater Blues, the Bessie Smith song written before the flood of 1927 that also devastated folks. Irma back there by Alan Toussaint on piano and Doyle Bramhall guitar. Backwater Blues was recorded for Our New Orleans 2005, a benefit CD on Nonesuch Records. More information on that recording from our website at AmericanRoots.org. Coming up, our conversation about New Orleans today with Harry Shearer. That plus Mardi Grandian music from the Neville Brothers, masking as the Wild Chapatulas, in a minute on American Roots.